When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, listen, I got to, all right, JP, help me out. Who is Bad Bunny? What? Who is this guy?
I hate to break it to you. I'm not going to be much of help here.
You know what? I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
So what little I know about Bad Bunny leads me to believe that he is not necessarily what I would call the people's choice for the halftime show of the Super Bowl, but that's where he's going to be.
He's some people's choice, not majority people's choice.
I've never seen this before, but I've never seen it where there are people actually talking about staging alternative halftime shows, like out in the parking lot or nearby where you can leave the stadium and come back. And they're trying to figure out if they can do it or not. Because this guy is not, I mean, the vast majority of people who can afford tickets to go see the Super Bowl are not there to see Bad Bunny.
No.
All right. So if you're not familiar, Bad Bunny, was he a rapper?
He's a musician.
Is it pop music?
Pop, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Cross-dresser?
Yeah. Cross-dresser. There was a lot of speculation from fans if he was gay himself, but he says that he identifies as heterosexual, but he embraces sexual fluidity.
Stop it.
So.
He's also, is he from Puerto Rico? Where is he from originally?
I don't know.
All I know is he's Hispanic, Latino of some, from some derivation. I don't know where. He was on Saturday Night Live the other night as the Saturday Night Live special guest. Did the opening monologue, told the world. He said several things in Spanish and said, if you didn't understand what I just said, you got 4 months to learn, meaning I'll be entertaining in Spanish, I guess, at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he will be, all of his songs will be in Spanish, essentially. And he is from Puerto Rico, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's technically, I mean, he's an American citizen, but yeah, doesn't act like one, and he is from Puerto Rico originally.
And he was pretty controversial early this year because he's been calling out the Trump administration on ICE, right?
He actually did not include any American events on his tour because of ICE.
Because of ICE?
He claims that he's scared of, like, he doesn't want to give ICE an opportunity, I guess, to go after his fans. Kristi Noem actually said that she may... DHS may be at the event to at the Super Bowl to try to get the Bad Bunny fans. But I mean, it's frustrating because when he goes on SNL, he's mocking Americans.
Yeah.
Saying, well, you got four months to learn Spanish for my Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL could care less about America and Americans because you can see that they're constantly having more games overseas. Weekly now they have games overseas. They want to have a Super Bowl outside of America one day, Roger Goodell claims. So they could care less about Bad Bunny, you know, being derogatory to Americans. They just see him as a global icon outside of America. And then now Bad Bunny and the NFL can use America as a footstool to, you know, get fans and get eyeballs outside of the U.S. It's really frustrating and very annoying.
They literally pick somebody who does not appear to be fond of America at all.
He's not.
Who does not embrace America's heritage, so to speak. And is on the way out there on the woke fringe, and actually looks like a character from the Hunger Games. I mean, he looks like somebody who'd be sitting in the stands yelling at the participants of the Hunger Games and saying, may the odds be ever in your favor. That's what he looks like. He's a complete flamer, and that's who they chose to be the halftime show.
I mean, there's no other way to put it other than this is the NFL spitting on America and Americans from getting somebody to do their halftime show who is openly mocking America and Americans because they could care less. They could care less about – I mean, the NFL wouldn't be what it is today without American teams and Americans watching their product. Bad Bunny, I mean, he wouldn't be what he is today without America. So it's kind of
– great point.
It's ironic for them to openly – mock and spit on America and Americans when they wouldn't be where they are, neither the NFL or Bad Bunny without America.
Well, when we get back from this break, which I think is coming like any time now, but when we get back from this break, oh, I got a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep talking.
That's all I got to say.
I looked at the clock and I thought we were there.
No.
All right, so the bottom line is, Bad Bunny aside, I wanted to talk for a minute about some things that are like evidence, in my opinion, that we're watching a rise of America right now. I really do believe that. I think that, number one, there's been a faith revival growing. There's actual economic investment indicating that things are trending in the right direction. And then absolute patriotism, I think, is on the rise. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back, because I don't want you to believe for a second that because the NFL can't get its act together and stop woke virtue signaling and bringing in somebody like Bad Bunny to be the Super Bowl halftime. I mean, I haven't watched a Super Bowl halftime show now in several years. This is probably the one that I would absolutely like turn the TV off to make sure it doesn't play in my den while it's on. That being said, there's some cool stuff happening. America Rising, we'll talk about it when we get back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Y'all, this show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches, North Georgia, Mississippi. All thrown in, just for good measure. And by the way, that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, logging in, streaming the show, live streaming. Places like YouTube, X, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, oh, by the way, there's tons of podcasters. Tons of podcasters catching the show after the fact. I say all that to say, we can see it, we know it, we can tell the numbers, and we know where you are, and it just means the world to us that you're there. The fact that you catch this show in whatever form, we appreciate it. We can't do it without you. You are the reason why we do it. So I'm doing this section on America Rising. And I had the story about Bad Bunny at first, because I think that's still an anomaly. I think that the ICE protests and the liberal hacks in certain blue venues do not represent the balance of America. I think that there is a clear indication that America is rising on a number of fronts. Look at our military, first of all. The idea of peace through strength is back. Military recruiting is through the roof. We met mission on recruiting in all branches well before the end of the fiscal year and exceeded expectations at like 30-year highs where we had been at 40-year lows. That's incredible. I love that. I can look at things like our standing on the world stage. Other nations are once again having to react to what the United States thinks, says, and does. And so when our foreign policy drives the train, that means that America's presence as a leader on the world stage is back in its rightful place. We can't be the only world's only true superpower and have zero influence on world affairs. It just doesn't work that way. And I think we're back. I think that we are literally seeing the influence of the United States in a big way, and well, we should. And then I got stories like this. Now, we've seen like $1 trillion in outside foreign investment coming into the United States since Trump took office. But we also see this, like Stellantis, which is the French-Italian-American automaker. I think they're the parent company of Ford, if I'm not mistaken, Stellantis. But they're about to announce $10 billion in new U.S. investment in places like Illinois and Michigan. So, yeah. I mean, Stellantis had warned they were going to be hit by tariffs, but the tariffs are now bringing them back to opening and reinstituting plans to do more in the United States. So, yeah, Stellantis had reintroduced. That's right. Stellantis owns Jeep. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just about
Yeah, Jeep. Jeep and Dodge. The Stellantis is reintroducing models, including the Jeep Cherokee, Ram trucks, new Dodge V8 muscle car. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that just fired me up. Give me a sound effect that sounds like we just got a new V8 muscle car coming back. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. I think I'm going to have a Hellcat Challenger in my life. I just think so.
One of my friends has one. It gets up and goes. I'll just say that.
So I do believe that one of the indications that America's rising can be seen right now in the investment that the private sector is making back into the markets that it wasn't making. You know, automakers were under siege from the Biden administration, forced into doing EVs that weren't selling and losing billions of dollars in the process. Now they're investing billions in the United States. Then there's this. Patriotism. I don't mean like this, like military recruiting. I'm talking about actually patriotism, like companies waving the flag. Not the least of which, Steak and Shake. We need a Steak and Shake around here.
Yeah, we do.
Steak and Shake says that announced Saturday it's going to begin installing massive American flags at all of its restaurants across the country.
I don't know who who is like in charge of Steak and Shake, but they are. Let's just say they're very vocal in their conservatism. And
yes,
they were very, very vocal going after Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they were. They're based out of Indianapolis, by the way. So Jeff from Indiana, you can be proud. Mm-hmm. But they're in a post to their X account, the Indianapolis-based burger chain announced the Patriotic Initiative, noting that it proudly supports American values and traditions. And flag installations have now begun at Steak and Shake. We'll be putting up the largest American flags that each local government's ordinances will allow. Steak and Shake proudly supports American values and traditions. By the way, that one social media post got like 650,000 views by Saturday. Nice.
Steak and Shake actually was this also the first fast food restaurant to start frying their food in beef tallow oil after RFK asked them to do so.
That's
so.
Here in the article right here, as a matter of fact. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's and they didn't waste time either. They went ahead and just jumped right on it. So patriotism, yes, I do think that's another clear indication. And then there's faith. I really do believe you're seeing a movement. I'm seeing things right now happening and hearing about them anecdotally as well. That I mean, like, for instance, I think that the assassination of Charlie Kirk has been a galvanizing moment. I've heard more people talk about the fact that it has moved them back to church, or it has moved them back to a place of, you know, trying to find God in their life again, or moved them to a change of their lifestyle. I think we're seeing a revival. There's a piece on Daily Wire that I pulled today. Hannah Lape wrote this. It came out yesterday. And it talks about the fact that the left does seem to embrace a mockery of God. But right now what we're watching is people are seeing their churches and asking their churches to get more involved. And people are seeing their churches as a place they want to be. And the article goes on to say, America needs Christian ideas. Unborn babies, children, marriages, families need Christian ideas. Unbelievers need the truth, love, joy, compassion, goodness, dignity, charity, freedom, moral order, and righteousness that come from Christian ideas. If the belief that Christian ideas should govern society makes us too extreme for the cool kids table, well, then so be it. If proclaiming biblical truth about the sanctity of life and children's innocence and godly marriage and the created dignity of the sexes is deemed too political, then again, so be it. The church is not called to cultural appeasement. It is called to destroy the arguments and every lofty opinion raised up against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5. So it ends by saying, the answer to our nation's cultural schism is not a thoughtless kumbaya with the left. It's a revival in our churches. And y'all, I'll be honest with you, I think we're seeing that. I think the trends are there for that. I think what we're watching more and more is the ideas that the left embraces, whether it be anti-patriotism, whether it be crushing the private sector markets, whether it be forcing the military into DEI and critical race theory and all the things that make us, you know, less effective and less ready, or whether it be matters of faith. I think that we're watching the upsurge of America right now. Everything that people around the world idealize about America is back on the rise. And personally, I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. There. What do you think about that, JP?
I agree. And I can tell you that it's for sure happening in my generation of people going back to church after the Charlie Kirk assassination. People realizing it's actually cool to be conservative.
Yep.
So although, you know, the left may be extremely loud with their, you know, like anti-Americanism, their anti-God ideas, just because they're louder does not mean they're the majority. So it's hard. It's easy to get discouraged when you see like Bad Bunny on the Super Bowl halftime show. But I think that is a very small and shrinking bubble of people that want to virtue signal. I think majority of America is turning against that.
We're ready for the era of common sense to return.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for America to allow to be America. And we don't think you have to break America and remold it for it to be America.
No, you can't just make America whatever you want it to be.
That's exactly right. A few text messages before I go to the break. Adam from Athens says, we have a steak and shake in Huntsville. Watch for the flagpole, dude. Tell me when it goes up. Mark from Huntsville says, I'm heading to Steak and Shake right now because of the American flag. Steak and Shake should be a sponsor of this show.
All for it.
Alex Mathis says, Colonel, if you get a challenger, are you going to name it Charlene? No, I would not name it Charlene. Now I'm thinking about that. I don't know.
I stopped naming cars after my first car got totaled and I named it and I got too attached. So now I don't name cars anymore.
We name our cars. I drive a Jeep Gladiator. Its name is Maximus.
I can't do it anymore. I get too attached.
John from Huntsville says, Phil, what happened to the idea of having real singers like Carrie Underwood perform at the halftime show? Also, I've never even heard of Bad Bunny. It sounds like the Easter Bunny split personality. Perfect. Well played, sir. Good job, John. Pastor Dave also, by the way, just checked on the text line. We got you in the text line. You are now logged into the system, Pastor Dave. Thank you very much, and we appreciate you. He says, the power is in the people. If everybody would turn off the Super Bowl, that would send a huge message to a big company like that. I agree. Totally. Robert from Hazel Green says, I don't understand why any patriotic American would watch the Super Bowl or the NFL after what they did during the Black Lives Matter scam. Yeah, and I wonder, will they play the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl?
I believe they did the last time.
They're still doing that, right?
Yes, they did it on the opening game. I'm not sure if they're doing it before every game, but they did it before the opener, and I think they did it last Super Bowl. So I would think I think that's the case, but that's also them being scared and spineless to like walk it back. They kowtowed to the left way too much during BLM, so now they're scared to. They feel like if they come back a little, it's just gonna cause an uprising.
Yeah. Dave from Capshaw says the NFL is demonstrably anti-American, but they still want our money. Yes, they do. Paul from Athens says a new hashtag suggestion about walkout Super Bowl. You know, hashtags are fairly dead.
On X, they are.
On X does not even want hashtags.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore. Hashtags may be cool on like Instagram, but that's about it.
Jeff from Indiana says, just passed the Wienermobile in Nashville. He's heading your way. And then Tom with all the kids in Huntsville says, during the 1970s, there was a period of 18 months with 5 bombings a day. But nowadays, they're using guns, maybe because they're trying to push gun control. Where are we at right now? What's he talking about?
When we were talking about big blue cities, gun crime.
Oh, wow.
Talking about Stephen Reed, talking about gun laws.
Gotcha. All right. That's it. We're going to take a break right now. And by the way, I do see that. I was thinking about that, too. JP needs to download the Ric Flair woo sound effect.
That can happen.
About that.
That can happen.
I can think about that. All right. We're taking a break. Coming right back. Last break of the day on a Meatloaf Monday. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm,
and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.